interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Memorial Day is fast approaching, and another month has just flown by. Yet, there's lots to look forward to. Yes, yes, indeedy. Quickly, I'd like to give a shout out to our friends at White Glove Moving and Storage. May is National Moving Month, and so you'll start seeing an uptick of families looking to relocate when school is out of session. And if you hear of anyone that's planning a move, whether it's across the street, state, or country, my team at White Glove Moving and Storage would be honored to be of assistance. It's always a free estimate. We're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and it's our job to help make it an easy, pleasurable experience. Moving can be overwhelming. We want you to be overjoyed when the process is over. White Glove, we are at your service. And Foxy Nails, with two locations, open 7 days a week, one in Vero, one off of Seaway Drive in South Hutchinson Island. They are true nail artists. If you bring a look, they can execute it. It's incredible what they do. And it's more than just manicures and pedicures. There's lash extensions, there's waxing, and more. And there's always gift cards available. So that's really nice and an easy feature to give that person that you just don't know what to give them, right? A little pampering session. And speaking of artists, we have on the show today our go-to executive director, the beautiful Nancy Terrell of Martin Arts. Darling, how have you been?
Great. It's just so wonderful and busy and exciting.
It is exciting. Martin Arts has gone through some rebranding, right? So just keeping it simple in the messaging, Martin Arts. And that really sums up so much, right?
You can, it does.
Yes. I mean, you can think about your painters, your vocalists, your theater. You can think of your culinary arts and so much more. And I love how Martin Arts just helps to capture all of those in one name.
We, you know, that was the goal, and I think we hit it. You know, it's still, it's hard to sort of change your name. People, you know, are holding on,
right.
But we'll get them there. And Martin Arts is just so much simpler. And, you know, it'd been our website name for a year, so it really is a perfect fit.
It is. It is. And I just love how crystal clear that is. And the fact that a lot of the staples are still the same with just some simple rebranding attached to them. So let's delve in, shall we, for our listeners to give them something exciting to look forward to as we go full speed into summer.
Yay.
It's like we blinked and we're halfway through 2022. I just can't believe it, Nancy.
Like May.
I know it. So we have our Marvin S. Combe 36th Annual High School Juried Art Show. Tell us more.
You know, this is one of the most, it's my favorite show every year. It's just so heartwarming to really see what a difference we can make in the lives of some of the high school students and the exposure that we've given them by having them on display in a professional gallery space, framing their 2D works for them, giving them cash awards, and encouraging people purchasing their art. It's just a wonderful, wonderful exhibit. And one of the things we make them do, because it's more than just the painting on the wall or the drawing or the photograph or the sculpture, is writing a statement about what they were thinking, why they made what they made, why did they do what they did, and so to really take them through the whole process. And these are deep. I mean, the high school kids today, there is a lot going on in their lives and minds and brains.
I think that that's really special. It does help to put things in perspective. Don't you wish that you could always have some sort of context to be coupled with the art that you look at?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, oftentimes we're creating our own thoughts of what must have been going on in the brain of the artist. And this way you get some true insight. I love that idea.
Yeah, and you know, it's we put a lot of pressure. You know, there's a lot of decisions you're making as a 16, 17, 18 year old about your future and college, and it's just, it's heavy. So a lot of them reflect that. And you know, it's one of the ways art is so much more important in people's lives than just the actual piece itself. It's a helpful catharsis and expression of what's on going on in your own head. And so it's great for your mental health too.
Right. In fact, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And just a few weeks back, we had the pleasure of chatting with the Hibiscus Children's Center. And they were doing just that. They were addressing the fact that kids, especially those that have been affected by trauma, are just, you know, there's different coping mechanisms for them to be able to continue to advance as contributing citizens in society. And one of those ways is, in fact, through art and through the expression of art. And I just love that Martin Arts makes it easy for these pieces to come to life and to be showcased and hopefully touch on some of those factors and issues without using it as a soapbox per se, but mm-hmm. being able to bring it to the forefront.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, opening on June 10th, we have B Squared. I am so curious.
It's a kitschy little name, isn't it?
I like it.
And we have invited all our members because we have all these fabulously talented artists that come our way and have their art on our website and our artist registry. You know, if you're ever looking for an artist or something, if you go to our artist registry, you can stroll through the list. There's musicians, there's artists, there's authors, the whole nine yards.
Oh.
But B Squared is open to our visual artist members, and we were only accepting pieces that were square.
Aha! I figured it was the square component. Yes.
And their entry fee, and in quotes, you know, the air quotes that you use, is that they all were asked to do an 8-inch by 8-inch small original painting that will be up for sale. And those sale pieces will help support the work we do year-round in the gallery. So, you know, help pay us the light bill and the water bill and all those important things so that we can keep the space open and thriving for everybody who both loves the arts and is an artist.
And so it opens June 10th. How long will B Squared run through?
It will run through July 23rd.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, we're keeping all our regular hours in the gallery. So we are open on Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's our late night. And then Wednesday through Saturday, we are 10 a.m. to 4. And, of course, if somebody has some special need, they can call. We often accommodate out of our visitors, too, by appointment.
Well, you also accommodate music and sunsets throughout the summer.
Yes, we do. We are wrapping up our regular sunset concert series in May, but kicking off in June is our summer series for sunset concerts. It'll be 5 o'clock on the second Tuesday of the month. So, you know, I love marrying the musical experience with the gorgeous art on the walls. It's a great night.
Yeah, it is. And I love that you keep the doors open for folks to be able to explore the gallery and whatever exhibits might be happening in conjunction with being able to capture the live music, too.
Yes.
It makes it easy.
Yeah, we've got a variety of stuff happening, some classical, some jazz, you know, so it's always a good experience. And they're short, you know, they're under an hour long, so it's a pretty easy commitment to make.
Ah, and so do you have the tentative calendar yet to be able to share, or will that be on the website soon?
It will be on the website soon. I'm expecting it any day.
So folks are encouraged, though, to bring their own chairs and plan to, you know, enjoy, get comfortable for that 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, we're inside, so we've got chairs for them and air conditioning. So
you are speaking my love language, Nancy. Jeez. I was envisioning outdoor concerts by that gazebo. Silly me. Silly Anna.
Yeah, but those are great too. And I know some groups did some last summer, but it just gets so hot at that time of day out there. Ugh.
Yeah, ugh. Now, one of the things that I'm most excited about is the idea of the Stuart High School, the original Stuart High School, becoming the future arts center. And of course, this is quite the project and undertaking. It's not going to be anything that commences in a day's time. However, I'm certain that our listeners are going to be perking up to hear that there is going to be something so special to happen with a landmark like the high school. Tell us more.
I'd be happy to. You know, really, it epitomizes the vision we have for the old Stuart High School is the epitome of growing the arts together because, you know, in our current venue, we only have such really a tiny amount of space.
Yes.
But we do the best we can to bring all kinds of people together in it. But in the Stuart High School, which a little bit of history was construction started in 1922 and the school opened in 1923. So it's coming up on a 100-year anniversary. And it served as the high school until 1964. So it had a good long run. And the vision for the school is to continue to grow a vibrant arts community, having working artist studios, classrooms for all different kinds of disciplines and art forms and talent levels, having dance lessons, having music rehearsal rooms for professional musicians, serving as a rehearsal space for some of our most favorite local groups, like the Treasure Coast Community Singers and the Indian River Pops Orchestra. Uh-huh. There's just so many people that need, so many of these amazing arts organizations that need a place to call home. And we really see the Stuart High School being perfectly located on East Ocean Boulevard, sort of between downtown and the hospital. And it will hopefully, when it's thriving, extend downtown out a couple of blocks, which would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A wealth of opportunities for our local youth to expand their exposure to arts education and all different kinds of performances. We're, you know, talking with the folks at ACT Studio Theater about doing drama there. It's just going to be a busy, wonderful, active site, and it's got great, great green space out in front of the buildings too. So, you know, indoor, outdoor, it should have everything.
Oh, this is so exciting. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Nancy Terrell. She's our executive director with Martin Arts, which currently has a location right in the heart of downtown Ocean next to the courthouse. In fact, you're in the former courthouse. But we are excited to be sharing with you all the details of the Future Arts Center, which is in the original Stuart High School campus. And when we get back from a short commercial break, we'll delve a little bit deeper about ways that you can be part of the ground level as far as contribution, sponsorship, and donors. Before we go on a quick commercial break, just a shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. In the summer months, you might be looking to own a home, right? You no longer want to keep up with the rent race. And if that's the case, Caliber's offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie to help make home ownership a reality. Get you in the home of your dreams that you can afford. It's always local appraisers. They never sell your loan, and it's a complimentary consultation. So Caliber will help take you in the right direction when you're looking for that dream home. And hopefully we'll start seeing a change in inventory soon, and it will make it just that much more achievable. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Waves Auto Spa, known as Vero's fastest and finest. A car wash known for their quality equipment and attention to detail by a friendly and courteous staff. Waves offers soft cloth technology, and a top-notch detail center will help preserve the value of your car. Waves now offers windshield chip repair, and in most cases, it doesn't cost you a dime. Spend less time and get a better quality experience for you and your car at Waves Auto Spa, US 1 Vero Beach, across from Kmart Plaza. Open 7 days a week.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
All right, friends. Memorial weekend is here. And there's much to do as we look forward to the summer. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, Treasure Coast Insider, proudly brought to you each and every week by some incredible sponsors, as well as our premier underwriter, White Glove Moving and Storage, where I have the pleasure of representing that great team of professional movers. When you know of somebody that's getting ready to relocate, mention White Glove Moving and Storage to them, and hopefully we can be of service. Also, our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa, located in Vero. It's the largest salon in the Treasure Coast with evening and weekend hours. They have stylists for every budget and specializing in every type of hair. They even offer massage, electrolysis, and more. So at True Color Salon, you get a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee while also being pampered to look and feel your best. TreasureCoast.com, that online website that allows for you to be in the know of everything that's going on in the Treasure Coast. Whether you are a for-profit or a not-for-profit, you can utilize the calendar feature and post your upcoming events and specials for free, as well as check out different things that are happening throughout the community, from beaches to shopping and more. And I'm hoping that our friends at Martin Arts is taking full advantage of treasurecoast.com, because they have some really exciting things happening in the summer months, including a new B Squared exhibit, which I think is going to be a lot of fun.
I agree.
Right? Everything in square, as well as some summer concert series. But one of the things that we were just chatting about on the new campus for Martin Arts is that there's opportunities for the community to get involved and be part of the ground level experience of building up this new infrastructure, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we are making an investment now and raising money now to pay for all the work that has to be done before we actually launch a campaign and really get into it, because you've got to get the architects in and draw up plans and make it look wonderful and figure out what's needed. Today we were, well, not today, but the other day we were meeting with some of the different future users of the space, and you need to understand what are their acoustic needs, what are their, you know, how many times do they rehearse with their group, you know, all these detailed questions, which will then let us space plan out the whole building. And of course, you know, we know we're going into a big capital campaign. We don't know what the total dollar figure is, but you know, short term, we need to raise a couple hundred thousand dollars just to get all this data in and ready to go so that we can launch a campaign.
Right, exactly. And I just love that there's, from a board perspective, so many ideas that we're spitballing to help make it where literally for, you know, mere dollars, someone can be recognized, whereas there's other, obviously, larger levels. But there's just, it really does make it where anyone can feel like they're a part of it, because arts is so important and valuable in all of our lives, no matter what our financial situation is. It's something that we all benefit from.
It's so true. And, you know, as we look to grow the arts in our community with this opportunity, yeah, there'll even be more to participate in. One of the things I'm excited about is kind of a Made in Martin store. So everything in there would be made here.
Oh, I love that, Nancy.
Artisans.
Yeah. That's a great idea. I just think that there's so much in store. This is very, very promising. So in a perfect world, what would be the unveiling date of this project? It's 5 years out?
I hope it's not a full 5 years out, but it's at least three.
Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just putting it into perspective, it's a lot. It's a big undertaking. And of course, there will be updates available, as well as the entire calendar for the summer concert series and more on the website, correct? Can you share that information with our listeners, Nancy?
Absolutely. Happy to. So martinarts.org is the place you can find all of our calendar. We have an online calendar of not just our activities, but some of the other things happening around town. There's the artist registry. There's information about the Stewart High School project. There's information about the upcoming exhibits. We've got a really fun one after B squared too, so you're going to want to stay tuned.
Ooh, always with a good teaser, that Nancy Terrell, Martin Arts Executive Director. She knows how to get you to listen and come back for more. Always exciting, and we are so proud of the work that Martin Arts is doing. And on behalf of myself and my team at Wyclef Moving and Storage, specializing in fine art moving and installation, we just find so much value in what this organization does. And we're really excited to help be part of the new brainstorming for the annual Arts Fest that is just continuing to thrive. And there's just so many ways that we can get involved, and hopefully folks will be listening and be excited to consider their future involvement with Martin Arts. Nancy, it's always a pleasure. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, check us out online at tcinsider.us. You can live link to our incredible sponsors, as well as check out past shows and share these incredible interviews with your community partners, your neighbors, your friends, so that we can all do our part to make the Treasure Coast just that much more special and vibrant and thrive when we support one another. Nancy, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, have a wonderful, safe Memorial, and cheers.